Hey everyone, welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be real, sometimes life feels like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. And that's just Tuesday morning. Between work deadlines, relationships, social commitments, it can feel like you're constantly running on empty. But here is the thing. Self-care isn't some fluffy, indulgent concept, it's your superpower. It's the fuel that keeps you going, helps you navigate those chainsaws, and maybe even land a few pirouettes on that tightrope. Today, we're diving deep into practical self-care strategies that can actually make a difference in your life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Logan, give me something concrete, not just another vague be kind to yourself pep talk. You got it. First up, recognize that self-care isn't one size fits all. What works for your best friend might be a total snoozefest for you. Think about what truly recharges you. Do you crave time in nature? An epic playlist and a dance party in your living room? Or maybe getting lost in a good book is your happy place. Identify those things that bring you joy, those little pockets of bliss, and make time for them, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Remember, consistency matters more than grand gestures. Next, let's talk about boundaries, the unsung heroes of self-care. Ever felt like someone was constantly draining your energy? Like you were a human ATM for their every need? Boundaries are essential for protecting your time and emotional well-being. Learn to say no gracefully without feeling guilty. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home and start rummaging through yourself, right? Treat your energy the same way. Now, for a real game changer. Physical activity. I'm not talking about grueling gym sessions or marathons unless that's your thing. Even a brisk walk, some stretching, or dancing around your kitchen can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural stress relievers. Plus, it's a great way to clear your head and boost your creativity. Don't underestimate the power of mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can race like a pack of caffeinated squirrels? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. It can be as simple as focusing on your breath or paying attention to the sensations in your body. Trust me, this practice can help you find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. And finally, don't forget about sleep. Sleep deprivation is like running your life of fumes. It leads to poor decision-making, irritability, and a whole host of other problems. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine that signals to your body it's time to wind down. No screens an hour before bed. Trust me, your mind and body will thank you for it. Okay, real talk, have you ever had one of those days where everything just seems to go wrong? You spill coffee on yourself, miss the bus, and then realize you forgot your wallet? I'm talking about full-blown Murphy's Law in action. That's when self-care becomes even more crucial. Imagine this. You're having that kind of day, right? You're stressed, frustrated, and ready to throw in the towel. But instead of spiraling, you remember those self-care strategies we just talked about. You take a few deep breaths, put on your favorite playlists, and go for a walk in nature. The fresh air clears your head, the music lifts your spirits, and suddenly the disastrous morning doesn't seem so bad after all. See? Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, it's about having those tools to navigate life's inevitable bumps in the road. So remember, take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite self-care strategies? Share them in the comments below or on social media using #TheBalancedStoic. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with more wisdom and real talk. Until next time, keep striving for that balanced life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.